Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Zvachim Daf Ayin Aleph. We begin a brand new perek, and perhaps due to the shortness of Ayin Aleph, we'll just combine it. We'll join it together with Ayin Beis for a 2-for-1. So the Mishnah begins, Kol HaZvachim. You have a valid carbon. For instance, you have a carbon oilam meant for hakrava. Problem is, shenis arvu b'chatos ha-meses. It got mixed into other deficient animals. A chatos, which is mesa, which is meant to be allowed to die, meaning to say it's something wrong with it. Rashi says it actually comes in five variations. You have a carbon chatos whose owner passed away. You have a offspring of a chatos, etc. What happens now? You can't tell them apart. You have a couple of animals, one of which is okay, or several of which are problematic and unsuitable. Or your carbon oila got mixed into a shor haniskal, an ox that gored somebody and was condemned by the Bezdin for stoning. Again, unsuitable to be used as a carbon. What do you do? Even if it's one problematic animal mixed into 10,000 kosher animals, the Amusu Kulan, they all have to be put to death, and they're not suitable for Hakrav. We don't say, you know, it's just one, it's negligible, it's batal. An animal is not batal, as we're going to see later. Nisaru B'Sher Shenevd B'Yavira. Here comes case number two. The valid carbon or carbonates got mixed into animals which are not slated for death. Rather, they're simply not suitable to be used as a carbon. Shoyer Shenev de Bayavir. This is the header for the upcoming cases. So it's an animal that had experienced a sin, which makes it unsuitable for Akrava. For instance, a Shehemis. So some take out the word Oy, because this was simply like an introduction to the following cases. An animal that had an avera, for instance, shehemis es ha'adam al piyei de'echot. The animal killed a person, but due to the lack of two witnesses, you can't do anything to the animal. It was only al piyei de'echot, only one witness can testify, and therefore the animal stays alive, but the animal is now unsuitable to be used as a carbon. Oy al piyei ba'al, well, the owner admitted to this episode. But revei avenirba, the animal interacted with a woman or was interacted with by a man. B'muktzah was set aside for idol worship. V'nevet was actually worshipped. B'esnan was given as a gift to an immoral woman. U'mechir was switched for a dog. B'kalayim, it's a crossbreed animal, unsuitable for carbon. U'betrefa, it has a trefa wound. U'be'esedefan, it was born by cesarean. So your kosher carbon oil got mixed into those animals. What do you do now? Yirachi yistavu, let them pasture and graze until they become all blemished. Vimachru, Rashi takes out the word Vimachru. So now they're all blemished. So even your carbon oila is now ready for transferring. You're going to convert that kedusha onto money to be used to purchase another one instead, right? Vyavin, you're going to purchase. How much are you going to spend? Well, you have to put aside the equivalent to the highest value animal amongst the bunch, because you can't discern which one's your oil. Maybe it's the most expensive in the bunch. But d'mei ha-yafish ha-behen, based on the highest value amongst these animals, me'isamin, take that amount and purchase the same type that you lost. Buy another oil. Okay? Next case. This arva b'chulin t'mimim. Suppose these carbonates got mixed into proper animals. Chulin, tamimim, unblemished. Technically, they can all be offered as carbonates. Problem is, only one of them is an oil, the rest are regular animals. Yimachra chulin l'tzarche es amin. Find yourself another couple of friends that need a carbon oil and sell them one animal each from amongst this mix. You don't have to necessarily know which one it is. You know, one of them belongs to Reuben, one now belongs to Shimon, and now you have a bunch of, 10 Karbanais oila, and give it to the kohen to process, and he'll know how to do it. Rashi says he doesn't have to ascertain each animal's owner. Rashi says yikarev kol echad l'shem yishahu, just offer it for its owner. Hashem knows who the owner is. Next scenario. Kochim b'kochim. Different karbonis got now mixed up. Mimbe minifta, the same type of carbon. Okay, my oila with your oila. Again, simple solution. Zeh yikrav l'shem yishahu. Zeh yikrav l'shem yishahu. Each carbon will be offered for the sake of its owner, of its respective owner. Because they're meant to undergo the same process, they're both carbon oila, no problem. However, the next scenario involves a mix-up between different types of carbonis, which require different types of methods of akrava. So you can't just, you know, do it all as one. Kachem b'kachem min v'she'ein emina. Different type of carbonis. All right, different types. What do you do now? We have to resort to the earlier solution. Let them all get blemished and convert, transfer the kedusha onto money and rebuy the animals. Yirochi is double. Let them pasture until they get blemished. And again, each owner has to bring enough money, which is equivalent to the highest value animal amongst this bunch. He used it to purchase, to repurchase his carbon. V'yavi b'dmei ha'yafa shebehen min zeh. You have to rebuy this type. U'b'dmei ha'yafa shebehen min zeh. Buy the other type. Again, based on the highest value animal. Who loses the extra? I mean, there's going to be some loss here. Okay, just picture it. You have, let's say, keep it simple. You have two animals. An oiler worth $5. An oiler worth $10. They're mixed up. Nobody knows who's who. So I have to set aside $10 and do a pidyon, take the blemished animal, convert the kedusha onto this, transfer onto this money, and rebuy the oil, and you have to do the same. So we end up spending 20 instead of just 15, which was the actual value of the animals. The opposite, Hamaisrim Basi, he's got to lay it out from his own pocket. One more mix-up case, and this arvu b'bchor b'masr. What if your carbon got mixed into a b'chor or a masr? Why are they unique? Rashi explains you can't transfer kedusha from a b'chor or a masr, firstborn kosher animal or a tenth animal. These are carbonis that cannot non-transferable. You can't do that transfer system. You have to leave them as is, but you can't yet eat anything because you have the oil mixed in. So again, you have to let them blemish. You Rashi is double. Let them pasture until they get blemished, and then you set aside some money and transfer your kedusha's oil onto your money and rebuy the oil, and the rest of the animals you have to treat as a perhaps b'chor maser, right? Which I mixed in there. V'yoyachlu k'b'chor k'maser. You eat them all as though they are b'chor maser. Rashi explains you can't sell them in the market. You have to eat them, you know, respectfully with dignity. And then you're out of the woods. Concludes the Mishnah. Hakoyl yichoylum this arav. You should know any type of any two karbanis can technically get mixed up. Except chutz min achatas ve'asham, that never can happen. You can't mix achatas with an asham. Why? Because achatas will never be brought as a ram. You can't use a ram for achatas, whereas an asham is always going to be a ram. So those two are certainly discernible, identifiable, and unmixable. Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah for a second. All the karbonis that got mixed into chatoyas ha'meses, into forbidden animals, even if it's one carbon in 10,000 forbidden, it's asr. Well, obviously, if it's 1 in 10,000, all the more reason for it to be aser. If there is a greater amount of forbidden animals, that makes it more reason to be aser. Why does the Mishnah say even? Which sounds like it's not so simple, it's not so obvious. It's a big chiddush. Maya filu. Hachi kamar, actually, the Mishnah is meant to be learned in reverse. Who got mixed into whom? The chatois ha-meses got mixed into the karbonis. So the forbidden animal got mixed into the kosher animals. And there we see, even if it's just one forbidden in 10,000 kosher, the whole mix becomes us. Hachi gamad, the Mishnah means, kol azvachem shenis arvu bahen chatois hamesa. You have a group of karbonis into which fell an achatas hamesa, or a sharan iskel, afilu echad, even if it's one forbidden animal, be rebuilt into 10,000 okay animals, humusukul, and they're all going to be put to death. Ask the Gemara. Well, you know, this halacha, we know also, we learned in the Mishnah in Temura. Why the repetition? Right, to tell you 1 in 10,000. Tanina chadazimna. That's discussed in Maseches Temura. The Mishnah kol ha'arsurin legabe mizbeach, all animals which are unsuitable for mizbeach use, oisrin b'kol shein. they get mixed into as many as they are. Many, even a drop, 1 in 10,000. Proportions aren't important. Oysim b'chol shen, it forbids the entire mix. And the Mishnah goes on to explain her, Eveh v'anirva, all these problematic animals. So why repeat, why do we have to have the Mishnah there, Mishnah here? Amar Avashi, Amrita l'shmata, I presented this question, you know, Kameh d'Rav Simi, but Srichan, explain to me why both Mishnahs are needed. Each one has its own unique lesson. D'yash mihasam, if only from that Mishnah and Temura, how I would say, Hanamil l'gavoya, when do we say one can invalidate many? That's only when the issue is, you know, animal, an animal which is unsuitable for carbon. Okay, so after all, you're not killing the group, you're not, you know. So, true, it's going to negatively impact the whole group, but in a limited sense. You can still use it for personal use, although not for Mizbeach. Okay, so we're strict on that. But when the stakes are higher, when the issue is infecting the entire group and making it also totally forbidden, even for personal use, Avalahedyabo, when it comes to personal use, Emily, perhaps we're not going to come down that hard. And that's why we need our Mishnah to tell you no, even in this case. Where it's a chato, it's hameses, meant for death, asur b'hano, still, it will adversely impact the entire group. Imach, on the other hand, we only discussed our Mishnah. I mean, I would say, hanehuda asur non ininu. Only these items which are asur b'hano, it's a sher haniskel, it's a chatos hamesa, okay, will impact the whole bunch. Because it's a more powerful isur, avul hani, but the items mentioned over there, Mesechas Tmura, Reveh, Vanirva, not really Aser Bahano. Emelay, perhaps it doesn't have the same effect on the group. Trichi, that's why we have both missions. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? But let's take a look at the next part of our Mishnah, which also discusses, you know, lightweight Isurim, which have the same effect. Lav Isura, no, Ninu, cases which aren't Isura, no, Hatanali. Those are also discussed in our Mishnah. Well, to a certain extent, but not all the way, like the Mishnah over there. Miktani Bekama, does it say how many got mixed into how many? That only this applies in the first case. It's only discussed in the case of Isurah No, but not repeated later in the second part of the Mishnah, which discusses lightweight Isurim. For that, we need the Mishnah in Temura to tell you even lightweight Isurim can infect even a large group. Kolshein, Hasam Ketani. Over there in Temura, it says even Kolshein, even one in many. No, Venisni Hav, Len Ba'iha. So then just discuss the Mishnah there, not over here. Right? If it's all covered there, why bring in Revea Venirva and etc. into our discussion? It's a repetition. Well, there's an added point in our Mishnah. Solutions. And the Mishnah tomorrow will only have the problem. But here we give solutions as well. Let it get amum and, you know, convert it and transfer. That explains the need for both Mishnahs. Ask the Gemara, the Hedjit Namitanali. Hold it. So, the beginning of our Mishnah, you know, the main point is to tell you that even very powerful Yisurim, which can forbid, even for personal use, have the same effect when they get mixed into a large group. Is that the point of our Mishnah? Well, this halacha as well was already taught elsewhere in the Mishnah by the Zohar. The Hadid Namitanale, Ve'elu Asurin, Ve'isrim Kolshein. The following items are Asur, and they forbid their entire mix for personal use, totally off limits. Yai Nesech, right? They get mixed into a large group, a large amount, become Asur. For personal use, totally forbidden. Tzrichi, again, we need both missions. Dima Asam Havamin Lehedyet. Because if only from that mission, I would say, yeah, Chachamim was strict, was stringent. That's because it pertains to personal use, so don't use it. Ava Lagavoya, but in our case, where the issue at hand is the status of a carbon animal that got mixed in, perhaps we're not going to come down that hard. We'll say it's bottle, and you could use it as a carbon. We're not going to validate the carbon. Emolay, perhaps we don't come down as hard. Emolay, nifsidin, l'kul, perhaps we're not going to invalidate the entire group of carbonis. That's why we need our Mishnah to tell us we do. But not differentiate. On the other hand, if only from our Mishnah, I mean, I would say, on the other hand, you could say, only by karbanis, we're so strict and moist, because it's disgusting to use this group of animals which has within it a problematic animal. But over there, Maseches Avodah Zarah, we're speaking about just plain mundane material, not Mikdash related, which doesn't have this Mo'os factor. Okay, perhaps we can let it go. Yisuri Hano, even though the item that got mixed in, the drop of Yayin Nesach, is Asher B'Hano, Livati Beruva, let it become Batal. In the majority, which is okay, Tzricha, that's why both missions are needed. So bottom line is, when it comes to these items of importance, like an animal, etc., they're not going to be Batal. Whether the issue is invalidating it for Karban, or making it Asher for personal use. Now comes the obvious question, why not? Typically, something is batal. V'nevatal beruba. Something becomes batal in its majority. Rashi says it's a pasuk. Doksiv achri rabim lahata. It's like in a court, right? We follow the majority view. So one animal to 10,000, let it be batal. Negligible. Batal. Nullified. Ignore it. V'chitei mechashivi v'libatli. Perhaps you'll say, well, a behemah has prominent. It's chashiv. You can't just go by the wayside. It's not batal. And Rashi explains, Hoyil v'darkan limanis. Typically you count animals. You know, you sell the animals, you don't just send them a truckload of animals. You count them one by one. It has uniqueness, it has exclusivity, it has individuality. So it doesn't become just mixed in and nullified. Well, that's true to a certain extent. Honicha l'mado amar. Kol shadarki limanis shaninu. That works according to the opinion. It says anything which is even at times, occasionally counted, that was also taught and learnt, to the extent that it's not batal. That would explain the mission. According to the other opinion, which says only something which is S, which is exclusively sold by number, always sold by number, only that prevents nullification from taking place. That certainly doesn't apply to animals. Michael and Maimar, what are you going to say about the animals which are very often sold by herd, by bunch, by truckload? This none. Where do we have this discussion? A fellow had some bundles of the tilson, some sort of spice. Rashi says, Tavon chashav, has chashivas, a special spice, right? Rashi says, the twig, the wood material, tastes like the actual spice itself. Okay, so it's a special spice, which happens to be forbidden. It grew in a vineyard, kalaya kerem. Idolko, you got to burn it up. Let's say these bundles got mixed into others. Kula nidalko, they all got to be burnt. They're not batal. Tiv Reb Meir. So Reb Meir holds, these things have prominence. They can't just become batal. Chacham disagree. Chacham, I mean, no. These bundles of spice, just let them become batal. Ya'alu be'echad amasayim. As long as you have 200 times as much of the permissible material, it becomes batal. Now, typically, you don't need 200, but the chacham u'machmer, you need 100. By truma, you need 100, and certainly over here, where it's kalei kerem, which is even aser b'hana'ah as well, you need 200. Okay, but you have that ability to be mevatel. Rameh disagrees. Why? Rameh would say, kol shadarki limanis mekadish. Anything which even at times is sold by number, individually, cannot become nullified, as just the opposite is mekadish. Mekadish can have a positive connotation and a negative connotation. Kedusha is positive, and over here Mekadosh means in the negative. It affects, it impacts, it infects the whole group. Because the word Mekadosh means separate. It could be for positive and for negative. It means to say it's going to forbid the group. V'chacham, I mean, no, Einin Mekadosh, we only say Mekadosh by six items due to their exceptional individuality and prominence. Elo shisha dvarim bavad. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he says six, shiva, what are these six or seven? Elohim. As follows. Egoize perach, these walnuts from this town, perach, very special ones. V'rimayni, the pomegranates of Badan. V'chavias, barrels of wine, stumas that are closed, sealed. V'chilfei tradin, these special beets. V'kilchei kruv, these special, like a head of cabbage. V'dalas yivonis, special pumpkin. Rukiva Moisebi adds to the list, number seven, afkikris v'balabais, homemade breads. Those are very unique. So amongst these items, some of them have erla, potential, because they're nuts or whatever. Aroyla erla, amongst these which are erla enabled, erla, so the issue would be erla. Aroyla kalayakarim, others which can't have erla to them, like the loaf of bread that's wheat, it's not erla. At most it could be kalayakarim grown in a vineyard. So whatever the issue is, you have a an item which is either usher because of Arlo or whatever, or Klai Kerem, even if it's in a greater mix with many, many others which are okay, they are not bottle. Okay, so six or seven items. Now, Reb Meir added the tilson, right, the bundles of spice. What did he mean to say? Simply to add one more to the list? Or did he mean to expand it even further, to indicate that we're not just limited to six or seven items which are exclusively sold by number? No, even things which are occasionally singled out by number also had that added chashivus and prominence and cannot be bottled. We have two ways to understand Reb Meir. B'tmar lo, we have a discussion on this mission. Reb Meir amar, es shadarki l'mani shanino. Reb Meir didn't take it to that extent. He agrees to the concept. Only something which is always handled by number. He just added one more to the list. He says not only six or seven, it's also the bundles. But he went along on the same track, the same, you know, approach. It needs to be S, Shadak Limanis. It's not going to cover animals, which sometimes are sold by herd. However, Reb Shimon Lagash Omer, no, Kol Shadak Limanis Shinin. Of course, Reb Meir, we expand it to anything, even animals, which at times are sold individually. According to Rish Lakish, we have an answer to our question. Why do we say in the Mishnah that a problematic animal is not bottled, even in many, in 10,000? According to Rish Lakish, it's very good. Going like Reb Meir, who says any type of individuality prevents bittul. El al Rabbi Yechim, according to Rabbi Yechim, who says there's no such opinion. Michael Meir, so according to him, we're back to the question. Why would an animal not be bottled? Just because sometimes it's sold by number? Not always. That doesn't give it adequate prominence. It could be bottle. Omra, Papa, I found an opinion which corresponds to our Mishnah. Hi, Tana. The Tana of our Mishnah, which doesn't allow an animal to become nullified in the many, in the greater number, Tana deliktra kutsiasu. He's the same Tana found in the following Brisa, which discusses the pressed figs. A liter of a certain amount of kutsias. The literal Katsiyas with the Amor says, Kol davar sheyesh by minyan afilo b'derabon le bottle. Any material which even at times has a minyan component to it. Sometimes it's counted by number. Sometimes it's individualized. It will not be bottle even if the issue is an isadrabon. The kosh can certainly be the raisa. The issue is the raisa, such as the fish and carbonis in our Mishnah. Okay? Which we'll see by the Shem tomorrow, but the question seems to have been answered, right? Why is the animal not bottle? Whether it's a chatas hamesa, sharaniska, revea nirva, got mixed into so many kosher animals, proper carbonates, let it be bottle. The answer is, an animal has chashivas, and that prevents bittul from taking place. So what do we do? Well, it depends on the situation. If the issue is it's a chatas hamesa or sharaniskol, then misa applies to all. If it's a question of still carbon, so we explained, you let it all get blemished, and then you go and transfer the kedusha from the carbon within the mix to new money, which is now used to repurchase a new animal, etc. All the best to you and atzlacha.